USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The group that sued to overturn affirmative action practices in college admissions is praising the Supreme Court for ruling in its favor.
A university doesn't have real diversity when it simply assembles students who look different but come from similar backgrounds.
Founder and president of Students for Fair Admissions, Edward Bloom, said the opinion issued by the High Court reestablishes the founding principles of the Civil Rights Act. He argued allowing colleges and universities to consider a student's race to either admit or reject them is discriminatory. The group sued Harvard and the University of North Carolina. The Supreme Court decision rejecting the use of race in college admissions will mostly affect elite institutions with competitive admissions programs, including Harvard, Yale, Columbia, and others. Most colleges and universities in the U.S. will not be affected because they accept almost all applicants. The final hearing was held today on reparations for black people in California. The idea being discussed would pay descendants of slaves or people in the country since the late 1800s. Many speakers were present and spoke today, including task force member Don Tamaki.
It is not a preposterous idea. It's not welfare. It's not a check in the mail. It's much more than that.
Tamaki spoke about reparations from an Asian American perspective. Indianapolis Colts cornerback Isaiah Rodgers and two other players are indefinitely suspended for gambling violations. The NFL found Rodgers, defensive end Rashad Berry, and free agent defensive lineman Demetrius Taylor all were found to have bet on NFL games in the 2022 season. The NFL doesn't allow players to bet on NFL games or any other sports from team facilities or hotels. They also can't have others place bets for them or share inside information. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
An official with the Chinese embassy is calling on the U.S. to lift sanctions in order to reopen high-level military talks between the two superpowers. The sanctions were imposed in response to Chinese purchases of Russian arms. The call for lifting sanctions comes amidst the Biden administration's efforts to increase communication channels with China. The Federal Reserve says 23 of the biggest American banks were able to survive severe recession scenario in a stress test. Every U.S. bank the test included was able to continue to lend to consumers and businesses. Despite a nearly $550 billion project loss for the group, the banks were able to maintain minimum capital levels. A Detroit man is suing the city for his wrongful arrest and conviction to life in prison without parole for an arson murder case that he did not do. Kenneth Nixon was exonerated in 2021. He wants the city to pay him for the case that included manufactured evidence.
I don't want to be having this conversation 20 years from now with some kid that suffered the same injustice because we didn't fix it.
Nixon says the larger part of his lawsuit is reforming the criminal justice system and getting it right. Virgin Galactic launched its first customers to the edge of space. The company founded by British billionaire Richard Branson launched the mission with passengers funded by the Italian Air Force. The mission included two personnel from the Italian Air Force along with an Italian engineer and a Virgin Galactic astronaut instructor. Dave Collins, USA News.
Okay, team, line's already around the block, and we're open in 10. Yesterday, we had three-hour wait time.
Chef Pierre's staff is a little under-seasoned.
Is this pot not boiling yet?
An experienced sous chef is the missing ingredient in his kitchen.
What do you mean, plate or a bowl? You work at La Pasta in La Cup.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.